Ceuta and Melilla are basically the only two land borders of the European Union in Africa. Those are enclaves that are controlled by the Spanish government, a part of Spain with a sort of a special administrative status. So in many ways, they've become a kind of an hotspot often of migration from Africa towards Europe. They are also some of the most heavily guarded borders in Europe. So these events of the last few days are really quite unprecedented. So to get almost 50,000 people, these are the estimate we have, crossing in 24 hours into Ceuta, it is quite a remarkable a migration event, but also an unusual one. So it's kind of raised some issues in terms of what's going on here, why is happening now, and who are the people crossing, for example.
Very significant numbers, as you said. So, what are the wider implications here?
Well, the previously we had a crisis in Ceuta where about 8,000 people crossed. So here we're talking on an event which is five, six times bigger. And so this is already the first element. The second element, which I found is interesting, is that according to reports, the majority of the people crossing are Moroccans, also from the region, so from the northern Morocco area. So these are not like the southern Saharan Africans that then cross into Europe. This is a kind of almost a national movement. It's also a movement that mobilized very, very quickly. Some of the interpretation is that this is a response to a decision by the Spanish Supreme Court, which in a way limited the capacity of the Spanish government to report back people that cross into Ceuta, into Morocco. So basically forcing Morocco to take people back. And this basically seems to have been the trigger. However, there is also another story behind this, and it's actually similar to what happened in 2001, 2002, when we had the previous episode. In just about 10 days ago, the Spanish Prime Minister went to visit Algeria, and one of the topics of the conversation was the independence of the West Saharan region or country, let's say, this is the problem, which Morocco claimed as part of its territory, while Spain has historically supported the independence of this territory together with Algeria. And as in the case of 4 years ago, soon after this sort of a rapprochement of Spain with Algeria, we've seen Morocco using pressure, like migration pressure, as a way of bringing back Morocco bringing back Spain on a more sort of on a less pro-independence position. So this could be one of the explanation together with this decision of the Supreme Court that we're seeing now to put pressure on the Spanish government, a diplomatic pressure.
Nando, we have seen also that the UK has offered its support to Spain. Just talk us through what you see being the possible or likely next steps from here.
We've seen a number of countries, the UK, but also France, that have offered to send troops there to guard the border. What is unusual in this case? I mean, normally Morocco does most of the border control for Spain in the region. What I mean is that they do a lot of what is called upstream control. So they don't allow people to gather near the borders at all. What we have seen in the last few days is that suddenly we have a very large number of people that were allowed very, very close to the borders. Once the situation is like this, it's very hard for the Spanish government or for the Spanish army to do something about it. So in the short terms, we see Spain possibly with also with the displaying of support from European partner, from the European Union, from Britain to try to stop this movement. But basically, what we need to see is that Morocco goes back on a position in which they do the border control in partnership with Spain to avoid this huge concentration of people at the border.